This is Indymedia Cambridge, about to call the Royal Mail Complaints Helpline to find out why my local post office is being shut.
Hello there.
Hello, yes. I wondered why my local post office is being closed down at barely 2 weeks' notice.
Well, the post office, is it being closed because of the network reinvention, do you know?
Can you explain to me what network reinvention is?
You know how the post office are having to slimline down the business and we're having to close certain offices? What should have happened is, if it's under that scheme, which I'll just check on here, basically what would have happened is notices would have been displayed for customers to give feedback as to why the office should remain open. In that period, that's about 6 weeks of a consultation period, that's when customers should put the points of view forward. Then there would be the decision would be made and then displayed in the post offices.
The only notice that I saw was more or less out of sight behind the glass, behind the counter. There was nothing in the main trading area, the trading floor, where customers would be. It took quite a bit of indication effort on the part of the employees there to point out where this notice was, because it wasn't exactly line of sight.
Right. Well, that's up to the post office to be displaying that wherever. Obviously, we've got no control over that. The post office should be putting up the posters where people can see them. I've checked with this team in Chesterton Road is on what we call the network reinvention scheme. If you just bear with me, what I'm going to do is have a look, check through email, see if we've got any information on there.
Okay, I've never heard of this network reinvention scheme before. That's news to me.
I'm surprised. When in the papers and the televisions have done a very big press release on it, it's basically the post office having to streamline our business. So the post offices are closing.
By streamlining, you do, of course, mean mass redundancy.
Only in agreement with the post offices. The post office would not be closed without agreement with the post office concerned.
As I understand it, the local councillors also were a part of this, what did you call it, network reinvention?
There is certain individuals that would contact throughout the consultation period. That's the time in between when the office goes on the list and the decisions made. That's the consultation period, and there is relevant areas within the community, relevant people I should say, within the community who would contact.
So how much say do actually the local customers, i.e. the wider community, have in this process?
6 weeks, and anything at all that customers say is taken into consideration, whether it be a lone individual phoning up to say they don't want the office closing because it's close to where they live, to a mass petition done by the local community. Everyone is taken into consideration.
6 weeks doesn't seem that long though, really, does it? It soon goes.
Well, but 6 weeks, that's a time, turnaround time. So, let's have a look. Still searching on this.
One of the major bugbears of this is the fact that there's always a constant stream of customers, like, all day, every day, which doesn't seem to have much bearing on this decision. So my point being, if the post office itself, the branch, is theoretically not making a profit, how is this so when there's a constant stream of customers?
I'm not involved in the decision making process, but basically I'm just having a look at the
There's other things like, for example, you know, along the lines of the unprofitable idea. How is it then that all the postmasters of these post offices that are told to close always get a golden handshake to placate them? And how is it also that the post office is publicly spending millions on glossy advertising campaigns, and yet on the one hand they're saying local branches are unprofitable and closing them? You know, the money for this has to come from somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to make any comments about any financial incentives, if that's the word that you want to say, about any post office closing. I'm certainly not going to make any comments on that. But at the end of the day, the post office, we are working as a business. We have to make our money. That's why there's big promotions at the moment. We have to have advertising companies to be there to advertise to get customers basically to stay with us. End of the day, if we're all closing them down, we've got to remain loyal to our customers, keep the services available, we've got to plug it basically at the end of the day.
So don't you think it's kind of inconsistent, even from a business planning point of view, that on the one hand there's this big publicity campaign saying, you know, they're diversifying the business into, you know, car insurance, holiday insurance, even loans now, and yet on the other hand they're on the high streets, they're shutting down the outlets. Surely that doesn't make any business sense at all.
I'm not involved in that. I couldn't really comment on that. I wouldn't like to be honest. But all I can say is, although we are having to close businesses down, we've got to remain in profit, so we've got to make money. And at the end of the day, it may involve closing post offices down that aren't making us money, so we can concentrate on the wider scope of things. We've got to remain profitable at the end of the day.
So
close a branch down, there's always something there within 1 mile radius for another post office to take on services, to offer more services to customers so we can get more people.
So are you saying that the Royal Mail is no longer a public service, but actually a profit-making business?
It's always been a business. It's there for the customers, but we're the same as anybody else. We're a business that must remain, basically profitable, and we haven't been. As you'd be aware, the post office hasn't made profit in years, until these last few years, when we've done a massive upheaval. Got to be changing. Everything's about change at the moment.
Well, there's change, and then there's decimation of services. And what I mean by that is there's quite a few well-documented cases in the East Anglia area where there have been sole post offices for villages shut down, basically cutting off essential services to that village, which, that really doesn't make sense in the wider picture. So, on the one hand, it's all well and good to say, it's supposed to be a profit-making business, and yet, on the other hand, it's supposed to be providing a essential public service, where people can actually pay their bills, cash their giros, post letters, send parcels, so on and so on. This isn't entirely consistent, is it?
If that's your opinion, that's fine. I'm just having a look to see, because we've got letters here that were sent out on the 10th of February. That was a letter about the future of Chesterton Road. Basically, on here, it says that the office will be closing on the 19th of March. It was reviewed, it was extended actually, the review for 6 months, so consultation period, that was extended and revised over a 6 month period.
Yes, this despite the fact that I know the local Lib Dem party and many members of the public petitioned and campaigned and basically got this 6 month stay of execution.
I'll read the letter. I have once again carefully studied all the feedback we received during the consultation from yourself, Cambridge City Council, customers and more naturally Postwatch, all of which is very useful, and I would like to highlight some of the more frequently raised concerns for you below. This was sent to Cambridge constituency, that's what I said, from yourself. So this is a letter to an MP. As with the other branches, we propose for closure in your constituency. The main concern centred around the impact this closure would have on the elderly, parents and carers of young children and people with disabilities. As it was about the branches we had suggested were too far away and difficult to get to. As you know, we aim to continue to provide customers with reasonable access to post office services And in urban areas, we always try to ensure there's a post office branch within 1 mile of the one we are closing. Chesterton branch is just over half a mile from Chesterton Road, and the journey is across level terrain. It also mentions about Histon Road post office. From the research we conducted during the six-month review period, it is evident that despite the closures of North Avebury and Victoria Road post office branches, there is still insufficient business in the area to maintain Chesterton Road post office branch. Indeed, by closing this office, we will support in the viability of the remaining branches in your constituency.
I think that's probably North Avebury. Yeah, it doesn't sound good for the residents, though, really, does it? Because basically what it means is now the Chesterton Road post office is shutting, that area has nothing until you either get to the Chesterton High Street or in the other direction to Histon Road, or the next nearest is the town centre, which is actually somewhat awkward for less able-bodied people who, they may have to cash disability allowance checks or pensions, and they'll find it difficult to get to these places. It does seem to be profit at the expense of people, almost. So, nothing to say.
From your point of view, I could have put forward, but it's all just too late now, unfortunately. Once the decision's been made, it cannot be overturned.
So there's not even the slightest chance that any one of these post offices may be reopened if local residents campaign for its reopening?
No, not once the decision has been made, it will not be overturned.
Well, I'm sure the local residents will be quite pleased to hear that.
And that is the same as all of the post offices, unfortunately, have had to go through.
Yes. Well, thank you for your time. And I'd just like to say, on behalf of the Indymedia Collective from Cambridge and from the local residents, that it's been good speaking to you, if not wholly optimistic.
What I can tell you is within the scope of the Network Reinvention Programme, we've now completed our work in your constituency. No further closure proposals will be considered under this programme.
For now?
Yeah, well, that's it. Basically, that's it. Network Reinvention is coming to an end as well.
That doesn't mean to say that this might not happen again in the future, though, does it? If branches allegedly, at least, make a loss.
I can only go off what this letter says. That's all I can say. I don't know what the future holds. None of us do.
Yeah, it just seems kind of shameful that there's people being laid off, and yet your MD, managing director, Mr. Alan Layton, is absolutely raking in the money. At the last count, he was turning over about £1 million a year on his wages, which is somewhat shameful, really. But anyway, I should hang up now. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That was Indymedia Cambridge on behalf of the people of Cambridge.